Welcome, everyone. Glad you are here. Today, we will explore higher order functions in Python, passing and returning functions to build reusable patterns like summation, composition, and iterative improvement. Every time you copy-paste a loop and just tweak one line, you are paying a complexity tax. Higher order functions are one of the cleanest ways to stop paying that tax. Our destination today is the SICP idea of higher order procedures. Functions that take other functions as inputs or return functions as outputs.
So we are not just computing numbers, we are computing with the rules for computing numbers?
Exactly. We will start with the repeated summing pattern abstracted into one general function, then see closures composition, and finally, a real numerical method built from passing behavior around. Look at these three functions and resist the urge to focus on the details. Instead, ask, what is the shared shape of the computation? Visually, they all have the same loop. Start with a running total, walk a counter, upward, add something, and return the total.
So the only real difference is the line that decides what gets added each time?
Yes. That suggests a design move. Keep the skeleton and make the varying part a parameter. In Python, that parameter can itself be a function. Here is the key move. We built one function summation that knows how to walk through 1 to n and add things up, but it does not know what to add. The code block shows summation taking a function term. Each step calls term on k and adds that result to the total. Notice how we pass behavior. For natural's term is the identity function. For cube's term is k cubed. Before we run it, what do you think the square example prints?
Squares from 1 to 4 are 14916. That adds to 30, so I predict 30.
Lambdas can feel mysterious, but this slide is saying something simple. A lambda expression evaluates to a function value, just like a number literal evaluates to a number value. In the code, square def and square lambda behave the same when called. The difference is whether we gave the function a named definition or an inline function value.
So lambda is mainly for convenience, like I need a function right here, but I do not want to name it?
Exactly. Use it when the function is short and used once. If you want clarity or reuse, give it a proper name with def. Now we flip the earlier idea around. Instead of passing a function in, we return a function out. Before running anything, what do you think makeAdder of 3 returns? The code defines makeAdder and inside it defines adder. The return value of makeAdder is not a number, it is the adder function.
So add 3 becomes a new function that adds 3 and then add 3 of 4 should be 7.
Yes, and the diagram on the slide is the reason it works. The return function carries a link to the frame where n was bound. That memory is what we call a closure. If functions are values, we can combine them like Lego bricks. Composition is the classic operator. Do g first, then feed the result into f. In the code, compose returns a new function h. When h is called on x, it calls g on x, then f on that result. Notice the math description on the slide. H of x equals f of g of x. Now predict before we run. We add 1 to 5, then square. What number do you expect?
Add 1 gives 6, then square gives 36. So it should print 36.
Here is the payoff. Higher order functions let us write a general method, not just a one-off solution. The general method here is iterative improvement. In the code, improve does not know anything about square roots. It only knows keep updating a guess until a closeness test says stop.
So Newton's method is basically choose an update rule and choose what good enough means, then reuse the same loop.
Exactly. And to change problems, we only swap g. On this slide, we solve y squared minus 2 equals 0 and then y cubed minus 27 equals 0 without rewriting the control structure. We have already been making function factories with makeAdder. Currying is the same idea, but starting from a two-argument function. In the code curry, 2 takes a function f of 2 arguments and returns a new function. That new function takes x and returns another function that takes y.
So curried pow of 2 returns a new function that raises things to the power 2? Like a squaring function?
Good thinking, but watch the argument order carefully. Pow takes the base first, then the exponent. So curried pow of 2 fixes the base to 2, giving us a function that computes powers of 2. That is why curried pow of 2 of 10 prints 1024, which is 2 to the 10th. Before you go, here is a quick check. What does summation of 5 with lambda k, 2 times k, return?
2 times each number from 1 to 5 is 2, 4, 6, 8, 1, 0. Adding those gives 30.
Passing functions helps you generalize a pattern. Returning functions helps you manufacture specialized tools. Together, they are the core of SICP-style abstraction. Thanks for watching this. Subscribe to Thinking in Math channel for this and other interesting math topics. And we always welcome your feedbacks. Leave your questions and suggestions in the comments.